don't like this idea. They want to substitute their own righteousness for the righteousness of God. So basically what we have here, if you look at it in that way, is a continuation of what we saw in the first chapters of the book of Romans right up through chapter 6. It's the bringing forth of the righteousness of God in salvation. And then, of course, chapters 6, 7, and 8 showed how he went about it and the effects of it. But God was righteous in the way that